Dr. Rebecca Brown, author of the international bestseller, He Came to Set the Captives Free.
Then went to the church building and took a 5-gallon can of gasoline, poured it throughout the church building, set it on fire, burnt the church to the ground.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rowe.
Today's program may not be for everybody. There are those people that need to hear what Dr. Brown is teaching today. On previous programs with Dr. Brown, we've covered such topics as the occult, occultic oppression, demonization. We would like to hear today, Dr. Brown, some experiences in this area. Okay?
Okay. We will do that. Shall I start with the example of the...
Indian story. Remember the Indian
river?
Remember the,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, there's a couple of ministers on an Indian reservation. Is that it?
Yes. Here's what happened.
Okay.
There was a young man who became a Christian missionary in one of the larger Indian tribes in the Dakotas. And he went onto tribal land, and he was bringing people to Jesus Christ and eventually ended up building a church. Well, it turned out that within that particular reservation that he was on, that the head shaman or witch doctor for that whole Indian tribe also lived there locally where this young man went. That Indian had 11 children, the oldest being a daughter. And she accepted Christ, and she and the pastor fell in love and ended up getting married, and they had the church, and everything went along just fine for 5 years. Then her father took sick and died. Within 1 hour of his death, the daughter, who was the wife of the missionary, suddenly went insane, I guess you could call it. She went into a towering rage. She beat up her husband so badly that several bones were broken, and he ended up in the hospital. She smashed up everything in their home, then went to the church building and took a 5-gallon can of gasoline, poured it throughout the church building, set it on fire, burnt the church to the ground.
Burned it down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and
my.
So needless to say, the people who had funded the church and sent the missionaries to the Indian tribe were not pleased. So they kicked the missionary and his wife out of the denomination and off the reservation. And so they traveled to a different state and ended up attending a small church there. And the very first day that they were in the church, now by this time, mind you, the wife had, you know, settled down, but she kept having problems with rages and different personalities, and just would lose her temper and just become very violent. And then she, of course, realized that she was destroying her husband's life, and she became very depressed, and she tried to commit suicide several times and had been hospitalized because of that. And their lives were just, you know, in a state of complete destruction. Well, they went to this little church in the new state where they were, and the very first day in church, a lady in the church came up to them afterwards and said, "I don't know you, and you're probably going to think I'm nuts, but I think the Lord is telling me there's a book you need to read, and I just happen to have it in my car." And she went and gave them a copy of He Came to Set the Captives Free. And so they read the book, and I'll never forget the day that this man called me and told me what had gone on, and he said, "Rebecca, is there any hope?" And I said, "Oh, yes. Yes, 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 there is hope and there is an answer to all of this." So I'll just tell you briefly exactly what went on. You see, demon spirits are inherited. We talked about that in the last session. And what happened out of the 11 children, who do you think the demons would want to destroy the most?
Christian.
That's right.
Ooh, that was her target.
The only one who was a Christian. That's right.
And I've been taught, though, that you Christians, we don't have to deal with that stuff.
No, but we do, because she had never closed the doorways of inheritance. And
Immediately
from her father's death, the demons that were all in her father's life came flooding on into her life. And that's why she lost control, because there were so many, so powerful, that came in all at once. She went nuts. And, of course, the first thing the demons wanted to do was to destroy all Christianity, and that's why she beat up her husband, put him in the hospital, and then burnt down the church.
Interesting.
So, They came, and I worked with her over several days. Of course, there was a lot to go through. We had to write down, because as a child growing up, she'd been through so many rituals with her father, you know, put all of his children through multiple rituals to invite demons into their life. And then we had to deal with everything that came into her life through inheritance from the father and all of that. But we did. And one day we sat down after several days of making up a list of all of the sins in her life and all the rituals she'd been put through and everything. And it took us about 3 hours to pray through everything. Well, we live out in the country, and this is several years ago where we lived at that point. I was in the habit of walking my dog 2 miles down the road every morning and then 2 miles back, and this gal walked with me. And after we had finished praying through to deliverance, we went to take my dog for our routine walk, and she kept saying, "Rebecca, look and tell me, are my feet on the ground? I feel so light. I don't think my feet are touching the ground." But the end of the story is that she and her husband, now knowledgeable about the lines of inheritance and demons and deliverance, went back to the very same tribe and ended up rebuilding the church, bringing people to the Lord. But this time, it was totally different, because as soon as they led someone to Jesus, they sat them down and went through and had them delivered and their lives totally cleansed. And the church is really growing and flourishing as a result of that now.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. If you are interested in purchasing books or contacting Dr. Rebecca Brown, you can log on to www.harvestwarriors.com. Once again, that's www.harvestwarriors.com.